interview with Ana Pessoa, Minister of State and Public Administration, East Timor. Ana Pessoa is a member of the Central Committee of the Fretilin. She's a woman of strong beliefs and with no inhibitions in saying what she thinks. A jurist by training, she finds it incredible that President Xanana Guzman has demanded the resignation of Prime Minister Mari Alkatiri in a letter appended to a tape of a story from an Australian television, but thinks that the institutional crisis still can be decided by negotiation and with respect to legality and constitutional rule. Convinced, as are Alkatiri and Lou Olo, President of the Parliament, that there are forces committed to make East Timor a failed state that should be under tutelage, at least until the elections of 2007, she came to Lisbon to ask for the support of the CPLP, that is, the Portuguese-speaking countries. Expressor asked her. The UN is accused of not having prevented the politicisation and instrumentalisation of the armed forces and Timorese security from which the current institutional crisis originated.
The main positive aspect of the intervention of the UN is multi-partnership, which also causes negative consequences. But we cannot blame the UN for anything that happens now. For the constitution of the police forces, the Untayet had assessors of 40 different nationalities, and this naturally creates confusion. There is no model, no doctrine, no clear strategy, which is a serious problem for the formation of any army and police in a country like East Timor. Without traditional institutions and with negative references inherited from the foreign military occupation.
The evaluation criteria for the conscription of employees and police and military, hasn't that been a factor of tension since the beginning? There were people excluded because they didn't speak Portuguese.
It's absolutely false. It happened in exactly the opposite way. When I was the Minister of Internal Affairs for the transitional government, the Untayet complained about not finding qualified Timorese to occupy places in the public administration, and I went to see some selection interviews. I verified that they were done in English or Indonesian Bahasa. They explained to me that the English was the official working language of the UN. I responded, "So you should hire interpreters. You are not recruiting employees for the UN, but to the Timorese state, whose official languages are Tetun and Portuguese. To know English can be a supplementary qualification, but never a selection criteria. The majority of the Timorese do not speak English, and many do not master Portuguese. Because during the Indonesian occupation, speaking Portuguese was to be associated with the guerrillas and was used to give an excuse for punishment, torture and death. Until today, we only require Tetun, and only recently we started to require tests in Portuguese. In my ministry, we will only accept documents in Tetun or Portuguese. If they come in English or Bahasa, we send them back."
The fact that there were police officers that used to belong to Indonesian police, didn't that create problems?
The conscription of the National Police of East Timor, the PNTL, was entirely done by Untayet. They incorporated more than 100 Indonesian agents and officers, some of which had very bad service record, referred to as torsionados. It was that provoked the first division between the so-called nationalists and the autonomists groups. The latter are former agents of the Indonesian police who had been incorporated into the PNTL in the cause of national reconciliation. I used to say that the police were structured to fall apart in the moment of the first crisis. It was what happened.
The creation of special forces also created malaise and appears now to be related to paramilitary groups of self-defence.
In January of 2003, militias infiltrated the border with West Timor and attacked villages and killed defenceless populations in the region of Asabi. Our police only had 15 men in the zone armed with pistols, and they are not capable of reacting. We used the military from the Security and Defence Forces, the FDSTL, and we were accused of violating human rights. At that moment, we decided to create the Special Reserve of the Police, to act outside of the urban zones according to the model of the Jungle Police of Malaysia. Its members had been enlisted from the PNTL, but had to have at least 6 months of service and no bad discipline records. They received more adequate training like rangers, equipment and automatic weapons.
So how do weapons appear in the hands of civilians?
There are weapons in the hands of civilians because the command of police failed. The police weapons store was robbed. There are weapons in circulation owned by people who we do not know for sure are civilians or police out of uniform. I do not believe that more arms entered Timor clandestinely. There is some speculation that is being exploited by the Australians to prove there is a loss of control on the part of the government. We are making a survey of the existing weapons and of those missing in the inventory. The FDSTL made it immediately because they are well organised. It is not the case with the police. They have a command, and when there is a command, there is discipline, fortunately.
And who were the armed groups that Rogelio Lobato confessed to be authorising?
I don't know. I'm only certain that they are not Fretilin. As Luolio said, president of the Fretilin and the Parliament, the Fretilin does not have armed militias. It is not and never was a terrorist party, as some press wants people to believe. I also don't know Rayolas, but I received a message from him on my mobile phone on the 12th of June. In the SMS that I received by mistake, it was directed to Luolo. Rayolas called himself head of the People and Nation Safeguard Group and said in Tetum that he knew that the Fretilin did not distribute weapons. I believe that they are trying to divide the Fretilin to make the government fail.
You were in Geneva to speak at the inaugural session of the Human Rights Commission of the United Nations. You asked for support to investigate the recent events in Timor.
The international support already was requested by the competent Timorese authorities.
Murray Alkatiri declared that the burned houses, robbing, had been surgical operations.
That's another story. You should know that the fires, the pillaged houses, the threats against people occurred in the main after the arrival of the Australian troops and after we ordered the Timorese military to retreat to the barracks. All people asked the government to call the FDSTL, but after going to the barracks, they could not leave because of the threat of being disarmed by the Australians.
And the fact of the ambassador of Timor in the UN, José Luis Guterres, that he was a candidate for the presidency of the Fretilin, public criticised the PM and the government. Doesn't that create some confusion?
A citizen continues to be a citizen in spite of having been nominated an ambassador. He has the right to participate in political activities. I think that he should have some restraint in certain public events so that his loyalty is not in doubt. Ramesh Horta made a comment to this effect in the Congress of the Fretilin.
There's a system of justice in any condition to work in East Timor.
After taking control of the Defence Forces and security, Australia and New Zealand will want to control the justice system. It is, by the way, an old problem. When I was Minister of Justice, it was New Zealand that took responsibility for the prisons. At one point, I ordered an inspection because rumours of irregularities were brought to my attention. An inmate's riot was reported to me that was later verified to have been organised to compromise the government. The New Zealanders left, and after much war and many intrigues, Portugal was put in charge of this sector of justice. When I left the portfolio, we had already signed all the cooperation protocols for the training of the magistrates, etc. but there are people that look with displeasure on this Portuguese and do anything to obstruct the approval of the laws, of the criminal code. Now the Australians have dismantled the police, the officers, investigators, magistrates. They will want to take control of the departments of justice and after that, public administration. If this happens, it will be the end of the independence and the sovereignty of Timor. Don't let yourself be deceived. There is a strategy behind all of this. They have done exactly the same thing in the Solomon Islands. With the excuse of fighting against the groups, they have put the police against the military and managed to put in the power the government they wanted. The problem is time, which is short, and there is less than 1 year until the elections.
Baby.